Well, today we'll talk a little bit about housing, affordable housing, the housing crisis, but a different slant on it. We're not going to be talking with any politicians. We're not going to be talking with people that have their name in the game, trying to deal with governments and community. We're going to talk with somebody who's dealing with it firsthand. And that person that we're going to speak to is Issa Neuwirth. Issa, thanks for joining us today.
It's a pleasure. It's an honor to be here, Marshall.
So let's introduce you by just mentioning who you're talking about today and what you do and how you do it. And that is Apex Modular Solutions. Now, if anybody is in the news and watches the news and follows the news about housing and affordable housing, it is a whole brave new world out there, is it not?
Absolutely. Most definitely is. Yeah.
So how did you get involved in this brave new world?
Well, I've been in housing and in developments for quite some time, and I've worked alongside affordable housing organizations, and I'm responsible for bringing in a 60 unit affordable housing project in upstate New York. I've always been involved in the industry, and Apex Modular Solutions is really about 20 years of experience compressed into this company and to the concept of it. So in essence, Apex Modular Solutions, we're here innovating modular buildings that create sustainable, affordable, and comfortable homes. And our main mission is really to empower individuals and communities to design and build their own sanctuaries, including affordable single and multiplex homes, large apartment buildings, and our specialty product, our tiny homes. We're committed to addressing the housing crisis by supporting nonprofits and working actually with even government offices on every level.
Now, you know, we see so much on TV about housing, and Apex Modular Solutions really deals with the production of housing, as the way I see it. And in this era where we see TV shows about tiny homes, about housing that needs to be built for this and for that, Apex, by the way, if you want more information on this, it's at apexmodulars.com on the web, apexmodulars.com. What makes your product so innovative and so different?
Because first and foremost, our price points. I mean, we offer housing starting at $110 a square foot, which is unheard of in today's market. And number two, is our product line. So we have four main product lines. First is our tiny homes. Second is our single family homes. Third is our multiplexes and townhouses. And our last product line are our large apartment buildings. And with that, and with our price points, we can go into any community, any demographics, and we can blend in to the aesthetics and to the ambiance of that community without being invasive. We could work alongside large developments and create large housing projects, or we can go into small communities and plot these beautiful little homes or single family homes or multiplexes, if you will, and make it blend right in with the community to create this affordable housing. And, go ahead, Marshall. I'm sorry.
No, I'm looking at your website. And so I don't want people to think that you're just for big projects, because it appears that along with dealing with major housing developments and everything, you do have things for people that are middle income, small houses, working class people, for people.
Absolutely.
That, you're not just building for communities, you also build for individuals.
Absolutely. And that's what makes us even more unique, is because we have the capacity to work on both sides of the spectrum. And, and our main goal is really to empower not just these big developments, but really to empower individuals, people, the working class, to afford to build the American dream, right? And the American dream is really to have home ownership, and that's what starts generational wealth. And to be able to extend that in affordability to the masses is really part of our goal. And we can do that with our single family homes. I mean, we have single family homes. I mean, I'm talking about single level ranches, three bedrooms, two bathrooms, and beautiful homes starting at $145,000. I mean, And we have tiny homes to accommodate those looking for accessory dwelling units. And we try to take the bull by the horns and really cover all both sides of the spectrum, from you know, the large developers to individuals starting off to individuals wanting to add to their properties and everything else in between.
Now, what's interesting about this, a lot of towns in this area and across the country have changed their rules, which make now it possible for additional housing, whether it's a family member or not. And when I'm looking at your website, once again, if you folks are interested, apexmodulars.com, I'm looking at your houses that run from 435 square feet up to 810, 560, and 660. And these would be perfect spots for people who maybe have parents that can no longer live in a big house, but they want to live in the property and you want to move into that house, and you can put up a reasonably priced small house that would be perfect for them.
Oh, absolutely. And actually, yeah, you're talking about our tiny home models. And yeah, what's unique here is that we've taken, based on our studies and our experience, we've created four different floor plans, two of the larger and two of the smaller, right? And the two smaller tiny homes offer full bathrooms, full kitchens, but it's more of an open studio concept floor plan. And the two larger, one model being the suburban and the other and the largest of the four would be the Urbaneer at 660 square feet. And, you know, the Urbaneer would come with two bedrooms, again, offering a full bathroom, kitchen, et cetera, and all the amenities of a required out of a living space. And the suburban, a little bit different style, comes with a built-in porch, actually our popular, that's probably our most popular model. And that is a one bedroom tiny home. And yes, you're right. They can be plotted. They can be plotted anywhere, right in the brand new backyard.
What I want to point out is that not only do you design and build these, but you're actually involved in the construction of them and on the lot, right?
So these things come delivered, right? So they're modulars. Yep. They're not mobile homes. They are actual tiny homes. They're modular homes. So they're built in a controlled environment in manufacturing, and then they get delivered about 95% complete. With some minor spackling and touching up and connections to the main lines.
It's amazing.
Water lines and electrical lines, etc.
It's amazing when you
plot it right on the foundation. Yeah.
It's amazing when you look at this, the advancement that has been made in this. And once again, folks, what we're talking about here is affordable housing, but not looking at it as it done by the community. It can be done by a community, can be done by an organization, but it can be done by you. And it ranges everywhere from their 500 to 800 square foot homes to their bigger models, the ranch series. I mean, yeah. It really, to me, is the dawning of a new age for people that are looking to start their first home or to retire at their same location, have their family move into their house, and they move into this, which is adjacent to it, which keeps them safe and sound and close to their family.
Yeah, exactly, Marshall. And as a matter of fact, you know, the three biggest reasons why people are adding these accessory dwelling units, number one is to extend housing to their either senior parents or in-laws, right, who can't afford the outside living expenses. Number two, boomerang kids coming back home that can't find work. They can't afford the prices of everything with the inflation and the cost of living nowadays. And last is actually, believe it or not, is to create us another stream of income, right? And a lot of these units can be rented out, and it can help the family that puts these units in their yard offset their mortgages and just kind of keep afloat with the rising costs in the economy. And in essence, that actually also helps with housing, right? Those are the main reasons why people are doing this, not including even investors are actually looking into these tiny homes. I'm getting calls from investors from all over the place that want a bunch of these and want to create Airbnb types of investment properties with these tiny homes. So, I mean, their use case is definitely broad. Absolutely.
We're speaking once again with Issa Eshuat about Apex Modular Solutions in Poughkeepsie, New York. If people want to get a hold of you, of course, I've given the website, apexmodulars.com. What is the telephone number people can call?
1-866 Apex777. That's 866-APEX-777. They can visit us online at www.apexmodulars.com. And you can get a hold of us there. Absolutely.
And when somebody decides they want to do this, what's basically the time where they start, they talk to you, they decide on a model, and it gets delivered to the site?
Yeah, so Connecticut is awesome for this, right? Because Connecticut is, I believe, is legalized or okayed tiny homes and ADUs statewide. So the process in Connecticut is going to be super easy. But from point of delivery, and again, the design process and the way we've created this is to really expedite the process, because we've created the floor plan and we give the person buying the tiny home the option to design interior, exterior. And we do that within 21, through 21 quick steps and to get this entire thing configured to their likings. But from that, from the point of agreeing and kind of pinpointing exactly what you want as far as looks and design, you're looking at anywhere between 12 to 17 weeks at most to have it delivered to your yard.
Amazing. What different times we live in nowadays. It's absolutely amazing.
Yeah. Well, that's the power of modular construction and doing things in a factory.
It's amazing. Well, and once again, on the web, apexmodulars.com, apexmodulars.com. Thank you for joining us this morning. And I'll tell you what, the way this housing market's going, maybe we'll have you back on.
I would love that.
And
I would love that. Yeah.
We can follow up and see what's developed and what might be new and give people more information. So thanks for joining us today here on The Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio.
Thank you, Marshall. It's a pleasure. It's all mine. And I would love to come back. And yeah, there's so much more we can talk about affordable housing and the subject and the crisis that's at hand. Absolutely.